the most amazing thing.
Really quite a thing.
You tell her.
No, you tell her.
All right, I'll tell her. We were under the Bridge of Sighs. Under Italian skies.
She was singing lullabies.
You said he likes the way I sing.
Hey, my name is Austin Dombacher, and I am Professor Bear.
Hi, I'm Rhett Warner, and I'm playing Lori Lawrence.
Hello, I'm Will Barnhart, and I'm the director of Little Women.
So I'm joined in studio for a conversation about Little Women, and you're all men, which is fine.
Yes. This is true.
But Will, as the director here, maybe you can start by telling us why you decided that this was a production you wanted to direct in the first place.
Little Women hasn't really been done very much, or at least the musical version hasn't been done very much in the area. It was one that was a favorite of mine in listening to it. I'd known the show. I've seen quite a few productions of it throughout Illinois and a couple other areas. I found it while I was going to school at college at Western, WIU University. And I just kind of fell in love with it from listening to it and went more into the depth of, you know, research of it. I had read the novel before, but it had been quite a while since I had read it. So, of course, I wanted to refresh myself once I found out that I was definitely doing it. Finding different aspects of the characters that we find in the novel that we don't necessarily see in the stage show. You are condensing an entire novel into a watchable 2-hour production. You don't want to be sitting there, of course, for, you know, 6 hours watching every little bit of, you know, dialogue play out. So
let's get to the cast members here a little bit. Austin, go ahead and tell us about your role.
My role as Professor Bear, I am Joe March's love interest throughout the whole story. I develop because towards the beginning, I'm really serious and stern and strict, and I don't like fun. And then I just do a complete 180 towards the end of the show and let go and have fun.
All right. And then, Rhett, you're playing the other love interest here, Lori, correct?
Yes.
In the beginning, Joe March is definitely Lori's love interest, although he is not necessarily hers. He plays the neighbor who quickly falls for Joe March and soon becomes part of the four March sisters and their family. He gets to be really good friends with them, and at one point they do finally accept him as their brother. And then at one point, Lori finally gets up the courage to ask Joe to marry him, and upon being rejected, he goes off to Europe for a little while, where he, after several years, runs into Joe's youngest sister, Amy, and then they kind of fall for each other, and things turn around, and he finds his way back into the March family.
And I think I saw that this is your first leading role.
Yes, in community theater, at least.
All right. Well, tell us about that. Has this been challenging or different from other productions you've been in at all?
Well, for community theater, I have only been in Crazy for You out at the Muni. And compared to that role as just a backup cowboy, it was definitely a big change. I had lines to memorize in this one. And I'd say that it took a lot more acting, a lot more character development, and a lot more dedication to the character to really perform at the level that it needed.
Well, tell us why Little Women was made into a musical in the first place, if you have any idea.
Actually, there are a number of musical versions of Little Women. There's quite a few stage productions that are available to do for Little Women. Most of them tend to deviate from the original book a lot. There are actually a couple of operas of Little Women. They're quite beautiful, actually. But the musical in this case, it kind of had a rough, it didn't kind of, it did have a rough start. It started back in the early 2000s, and they had kind of put a production team together, and they had the concept. And of course, you know, it's kind of a little easier to base something off of something that's already there than, you know, out of thin air. But the production team kind of got together, and they were creating the show, and the original music writer and lyricist, and the rest of the production team really didn't see eye to eye. They wanted to keep it very folk sounding and very true to the quote American sound. And the rest of the production team really didn't see it that way, so they decided to let them go. There were some hard feelings between that. The producer at the time, Jason Howland, stepped down as producer and decided to assume the role of the music composer for the show. It wasn't something new to him, but was definitely a change of pace for him. And Mindy Dickstein, his future wife, was also a producer of the show. So, of course, the original writing team felt that there might have been a little bit of lover's conspiracy to get rid of them from the get-go. So they tried to bring a lawsuit against them, and that lawsuit was tossed out, thankfully. Otherwise, we might not be performing the show right now. But they kind of went in a different direction with the show. It's very light and fun. At the same time, it still retains the dramatic qualities that the story has. The music is beautiful and moving. In a way to describe it, it's sort of Disney-esque. I wouldn't say it's actually Disney-sounding, but it does kind of have that feel to it. For those musical theater fans out there, it has a very Jason Wildhorn feel to it.
And why do you think the plot line of Little Women still resonates with audiences today?
I think the running theme throughout the entire musical is to really continue to follow what you believe in and to just keep going for things even when there's obstacles and even when people are telling you not to just keep following your dreams, and eventually you'll succeed, if not always in the way you expect.
Definitely.
Perseverance and love is a big theme throughout the whole show. Joe speaks throughout the entire musical of this fire that's burning inside her, this passion that she has for life, and that reads throughout the whole show. We're not only reminded in dialogue, but you can just see the development in the character and the passion for all of them. Every single one of them emotes so much by means of their character. But by relating to contemporary times, everything that they go through is the same thing. I mean, granted, they went through it in 1860s America, but it's the same things that we go through today. Falling in love with someone, the loss of a loved one, people going to war, the dynamic changes that we have in families when one marries and you have these close bonds, the loss of a child. I mean, there's no aspect in this show that is foreign to what we have today. And I think that's why it has become an American classic, not only from a literary standpoint, but it works so well on the stage, is because it's as true today as it was then. We just, of course, have a time change. The Alcott family that it's based off of as well were very much ahead of their time, and there are things today that the Alcotts kind of came up with in models of how schooling works and life and all those sorts of things, and we actually use them today. So I think that's why it's still so easy to relate to.